Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. And we at Cave Hill are celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. Today in Bajan History, 26 December, 1840, Samuel Jackman Prescott charged with libel. On this day, 26 December 1840, the Barbadian continued its discussion of the trial of Samuel Jackman Prescott. Prescott was a colored man known to the public as a fierce advocate for the rights of the black laborers. He was also the editor of the liberal newspaper. Historian Hilary Beckles described Prescott as the radical colored activist. Prescott was charged with libel. The Barbadian quoted him, "I am charged with publishing a false, scandalous, and malicious libel. I wish to know whether I can call witnesses to prove that this is not so." Prescott referred to a pamphlet published in his liberal newspaper in November 1839 and argued that he should be allowed to prove the publication. He then addressed the jury. The disadvantages under which he appeared before them this day were so many that he should not shrink from the task. Did he not look upon it as a matter of great public importance? The first disadvantage was that he stood there to defend himself in a court presided over by an illiterate judge. The case addressed a letter regarding the policy of having freed laborers pay rent for their cottages. They had not paid rent when they were enslaved. The letter, written 8th July, appeared in August or September in the Emancipator, a British newspaper. It then reappeared in Barbados in the Mercury. Prescott was also accused of helping others in his private capacity. He performed tasks pro bono, advising aggrieved laborers without charging the smallest fee. On the contrary, when they brought him crumpled paper, he put it aside and used his fine one. Prescott continued, "At the very time that the letter was written, he had several grievances, 100 cases of ejectments, of trampling down of crops. In every case which he considered it his duty to lay before the public, he had always given the party offending the time, leaving it open to the party to have come forward and have disproved it. He now said, and he was proud to say it, that not one single statement which had been made by him had been disproved or found to be false in any material point." The Solicitor General observed that Prescott endeavored to draw a line between the liberty and the licentiousness of the press. The support of good men was the liberty of the press. Prescott told them that he was not the enemy of any white man. He tabled his objection again, stating that the grand jury was packed. He was overruled. 12 jurors found him guilty of libel.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.